रही है डकार।
Hello people, I'm Gitanjali and this is my food podcast Dakar. Festivities are around the corner and I'm sure your Diwali parties have started rolling in. Lights, dresses and food, the top three things that are gonna rule this month. To top that, October is also my birthday month, by the way, so you can imagine the celebrations have prolonged. Last month, after the coconut oil controversy, this month a new food rumor is floating in the circles. FSSAI, which is the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, claims that your moong and masoor dal is poisonous. In a lab testing, they found traces of chemicals. Well, with these news, I seriously wonder if our kitchens are actually laced with toxic ingredients. Moving on, a lot of food days are in November, guys, but what caught my attention last week was the National Ayurveda Day. Yes, and related to that, I have a special guest who not just hails from my hometown, but both of us have a history of being a radio jock, talking in full speed and now food. So let's welcome Amrita from Life Ki Recipe, fondly known as Lady Khakha. She is a food stylist, blogger, studied Ayurveda, and her Instagram handle is something you can't give a miss.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Welcome on the show, Amrita. You once were known to be a bacon jam lady because your bacon jam that you used to make at home and supply got immensely popular in the city. I can also see a bacon tattoo on your wrist. It just makes me wonder how much does it takes to overcome a food temptation as effortlessly as you have.
So, you know, bacon jam also happened, like one of my cousin asked and, you know, I made it. It clicked well. I really didn't grow up eating bacon that much. So it wasn't something like, oh, it's like a big nostalgic value to it or anything. But the product worked really well. I sold a lot of jars. I got popular because of that and I was happy about it. But at some point of time, I also realized that I was kind of following also a little wrong lifestyle and I wanted to correct that. And healthy eating is one big part of correcting your lifestyle. And that's when I realized, oh, man, I am making also things which are just adding to this, right? I wanted to turn vegetarian. I was been thinking so long and actually I was traveling so much. I had recently come back from Nagaland and Sikkim and I realized how much people really value their food. You know, the seed saving is big, food preservation is big, and I realized we really take so much for granted and I wanted to just eat more vegetarian food, more fresher food. And then it didn't make sense to turn vegetarian and still make bacon jam because business. I just didn't have heart for it anymore. I read up a lot about, you know, how the, you know, animal emotions would go into you and all of those. I just thought this would be just ideal thing to do right now. It would be the right thing to do.
So the decision of turning vegetarian was a well thought goal, or you just turned one overnight?
It kind of was also overnight. That year I traveled a lot of places in India, Sikkim, Hyderabad, Chennai and Bangalore and the whole northeast and up north. And that's when I was noticing how people are so consumed with food, and I also started paying attention to how people on the internet are obsessed with your food choices. Like I remember I had posted one picture of a frog bhajia that I ate in Nagaland and people went berserk. They were like, oh, this is not normal, how can you put something like this? And they found it so offensive, and I realized, wow, people have so much of this opinions, and it just bothered me. And then when I decided to turn vegetarian, and the moment I would tell people, oh, listen, I make bacon jam for a living and I want to turn vegetarian, people were like, you've gone mad, you need help. I'm like, oh, you know what, let me just try it. As Punjabis, we do this chaliya 40 days ka vrat thing. So I thought, I'll do chaliya for 40 days, I will try it out also, that if this works for me. 1 week, when I was of course putting it out on social media that I'm vegetarian for a while, and I started noticing how I was on the other side now. You know, like how you say, oh, you don't know what you're missing out on, and you know, oh my god, how can you not eat this, you don't know. I'm like, wait, I know how it tastes, so I know that what I'm missing out on, so it's no big deal, you know.
Sometimes don't you feel the burden of answering just because you are meant to on your curated social space?
A lot. And the thing is, that's when I learned to not gave a F about what people are thinking about your food choices. And I decided I will eat whatever I want to eat. If it suits me, I will have it. So more than responsibility, I feel it's more of your own mind games. You made this whole big scene about your own followers and how you should be, what your image online should be and how you should talk, how perfect your picture should be, how well edited things should be. You kind of stress out a lot for no reason, for unknown people, which is just a number. And I've been there. Of course, there have been times when I get really obsessed with my Instagram. I have a love-hate relationship with my Instagram. bad times. I love it so much. I'm posting 10 times a day and, you know, I'm putting out all my life. And they're like, I don't know. I just don't want to see people. I don't want to talk to them, you know. It happens. But what I've learned, especially with my practice of Buddhism, with practice of mindfulness, with meditation, that lesser we pay attention to how things are, who is liking a post, who is not liking, what is happening, and stop comparing yourself to other people, the happier you will be.
But I'm sure when you're in there, competition, comparisons, backlash, and getting copied is a regular thing apart from the love, of course. How much does that burden you?
A lot. Of course, a lot. What I've noticed is, so I start with daily meal vlog every day. Now, as a true blue Gemini, I cannot keep up with something for long, right? Also, the Ayurveda Vata body type that I am, I just want change every day. So I realized I could still keep it with for 10, 15 days really well. I was posting what I was at breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, everything. And then I also started realizing there are a lot of people who are appreciating you, who you want to, you know, go on for. But then there are a lot of people who just take so much out of you. Every time that I would put a food picture, even now, people would just message, oh, recipe please. Even if this food is something that I'm eating outside and I don't get it, I am always sharing. I am putting these recipes out. But sometimes it's just too much. People are not considerate enough. You know, on your stories, when I put up something, now next picture will be, okay, what do you do? People don't go to the next and already start asking question on one. And it just sometimes they're like, oh, wait, people, can you just check it? Can you just like calm down? Now I have very consciously decided to be a content creator. I do food styling for different places, but that's also content. I do recipe development, but that's content for brands. When I do my own blog, that's content. So I've realized I am this content creator. That means my entire focus is always on what can this be content, how can I click this better, or what, oh my god, this backdrop will work, oh, this plate looks nice, you know. And I'm constantly thinking work. There is never a point where you're not out of work, especially when you look at social media or something which is like more lifestyle.
But tell me something, Amrita, how has been your Insta journey overall? You've been there since quite some time, so from when you started till today, what have you learned and what is your mantra to keep it alive?
I have realized there was a time when one of my school time friend told me that, listen, I just feel like you're so fun in real life, and you know, Instagram or your Twitter looks just so, life is great, and you know, you every day you put this basic hygiene post, you know. And then I realized, yeah, that's true. Like I would say, oh, the I tried this and it looked nice, then it tasted nice, la, 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 you know. And then it just happened to me that I got to meet right kind of people. And I started sharing what I wanted to share, and I became fun. I started wearing my funky specs, and I started putting pictures up and all of that. And that's when people realized the fun part of me. And I think that's the thing. That's why they relate to me, because I'm just being me. I'm not trying to put up a face. I'm not, you know, if I'm traveling with metro or a train or like a bus, and I'm talking about it. So if I'm taking Uber, talking also about that, I'm Instagramming a C-link because I can afford in that moment. But if I don't have time and I'm taking like a rickshaw or something, I'm also talking about it. I've just decided to be myself. So the food that I eat is what I eat. So even if I do follow Ayurveda lifestyle as much as I can do, that means I try to eat local, fresh, seasonal stuff. But of course, I also would want to go out and drink and, you know, have my old monk or have like a chili paneer and, you know, all those things. And I do talk about those as well. Everything is out there. Of course, make this conscious choices of what I'm putting out. I don't want to come across as somebody who's a hypocrite that, you know, who's talking all about, oh, please live up to Ayurveda and do this, and also still not following. So I've been keeping it very real. This is how it is. I follow as much as possible, because now that I have knowledge of Ayurveda nutrition a little bit, whatever I've learned, and I'm constantly reading about it, what I do is, okay, let's say we have to enjoy and do a party and, you know, drink and all of that. Now according to Ayurveda, how do I manage my hangover, you know? So I would also use those applications, use that principles to live a better, healthier lifestyle overall as well. If I'm feeling anxious, if I'm feeling stressed, I would use those principles for that.
That's pretty realistic. Or kabhi aisa hua hai ki like a celebrity, your Insta followers have recognized you and they got a fan moment. And it's also noticeable that strangely you have a crazy fan following for your funky specs as well, which is quite evident on your page.
Yes. People recognize me mostly because, in fact, the other day I bumped into, not other day, it's always been a year, but I was at Olive and Malaika Arora Khan was sitting next and she's like, Amrita, I recognize you from your specs. And I'm like, oh my god, really?
Oh my god.
I felt great, you know. And the other day I remember I was at Khar Social and I was on my own. I was sitting at a bar and went to the loo this girl enters and quickly walks out and comes back in the second moment and says, oh my god, you are Amrita of life. I'm like, yes, I am Amrita of life, what's up? And she's like, you don't know, I'm like such a big fan of you. And this, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sentimental right now that you're recognizing me and you're talking to me like this, because it's amazing. And then she got all this, you know, excited. She went up, then she messaged me on Instagram, hi, this is me, because you know I got embarrassed, and but can I come and take a picture with you? I'm like, of course, come.
Amrita, the best part about your Instagram account is that it doesn't make me crave for any fancy restaurant, but the moment I see your lunch or dinner post, which is a beautifully and thoughtfully clicked, well-lit picture of a homemade meal, I start craving for simpler things like a dal chawal, if not more.
I am happy that I'm able to do this. I've noticed people do tell me, like, so the other day my friend was coming home and, you know, we usually would go out and we eat this fancy food, and I made the masala regular dalia. In fact, today this morning I just made dalia. It's my favorite thing to make because it's so filling and it's masala, it's nice and it's very North Indian touch to it. And I would make this, and now every time we have to make lunch, she's like, oh, can you just make that dalia again? I'm like, listen, I make other food also, but please let me make sure. Like, no, this is the best. And because I don't get to eat that kind of dalia anywhere else, so it makes sense. And every time that whenever I post recipe and I see people making it, it makes me very happy. So makhana, let's say we've been eating all our life, and you know, now it's coming in packets and all, and I still believe that instead of buying from the packet, when you can make it in like 5 minutes, you make it right. And a lot of people have posted recipe, but when I did, I saw so many people sending me pictures of, listen, I made makhana with this seasoning, with that seasoning, and I was like, this makes me happy when people get inspired to do these small things.
Let's talk about Ayurveda. Is it a conscious step from your end that you want to inspire people towards the right direction when it comes to food?
So Ayurveda, I chose it for myself first because I realized I did gain a lot of weight because of my bad lifestyle choices, and I wanted to go because of that. And I also, because I never studied food, I was a radio jockey before this, you know it, and I was a journalist, I studied mass communication, and food just happened to me. So for 5-6 years I was already teaching cooking, and it was more of those fun experimental recipes. My most popular recipe to think of was the one, it was a warm cheese dip. It had cheese, it had mayo, it had cream, it had everything that you can think of, like 3-4 types of cheeses, the caramelized onions, and it was yum. I'm saying it was like brilliant. But then I just realized this is not the food exactly what I would like to eat. What would I like to eat? And I wanted to just correct my lifestyle. So I thought I'll just go study modern nutrition, I'll get a little hang of things. And I realized it is very confusing. All of a sudden now quinoa is healthier, now oats are healthier, now something like now vegan diet is better, or a gluten-free diet is better, and then, you know, something keeps coming up. I'm like, it is all very confusing. I wanted to study something which has been constant for years. So Ayurveda science is what I thought has been the same, has not changed at all. And I do feel there is a need to study more. Like, for example, mushrooms. Ayurveda thinks mushroom is tamasic, and I agree. Forest mushrooms, which we didn't know about, could have been poisonous, could have been one with the hallucinations and all of that. But the button mushrooms that we are cultivating now are not really that tamasic. You don't see that effect. So those things are still not learned. Once you studied the science of it, you also understood the today's lifestyle and the developments that has happened. And then you put a logic together and do this. Yeah.
But today, when we have so many options around, how do you aim to incorporate Ayurveda in your day-to-day life?
To follow the Ayurveda principles, see, there is a lot of things. In these 2 years now, I've realized that there's not everything that I can do, even if I want to. Also Gemini quality, can't stick to things. Like, I really can't get up at 4-5 a.m., you know, before in the Brahma Muhurat and do all of that. Or sleep really like by 9, I can't do it. So there is a whole Dinacharya that you start with. So you would put like a Anjanam, you would clean. So I always get up and clean my tongue the first thing. I gargle with Trifala, and I also drink a little warm water Trifala. I wash my face with Trifala. It's been almost like 2 years I've not used face wash at all, you know, because you clear your stomach and all. And do Abhyanga, which is your little massage with a little oil, and then you would do your yoga or any kind of exercise that you prefer. So, but few things that I have really always now have made sure that I'm doing is, whenever I wake up, I try to eat within the 2 hours of waking up. I don't make now really big meal gaps. So your meal gap should be more than 3 hours, but less than 6 hours. So I always try to pay that attention to that. I always pay attention to anything that I'm eating has to come out. So digestion, I really strongly now take care of it. Earlier I used to do this a lot. So now I do not drink anything cold drinks or cold water, anything along with my meal. If I have to still drink, I will have it room temperature, a little warm, but not cold ever. I don't eat fruits just after my meal now anymore, because they start fermenting in your body, you know. So I keep my fruits meal separately other than the meals. What I also do is not pair like like milk and banana together and dairy and sour things together. There are a lot of things. There's a whole virudhahar things that you can't do. Honey should never be heated, you know, and I used to make a lot of honey granola and honey recipes, you know. Now I don't heat honey at all. And yogurt never post sunset. So started really paying attention to these things, and I have noticed, I have of course did lose weight also when I come back from the course, but I also have seen my energy levels have much, you know, increased. And since now I've understood my body type is Vata Pitta, and now I try to do anything that will balance my Vata. So that means if I, let's say, I love coffee and I know coffee will increase Vata even more, so I try to balance it by giving a little, you know, like a little heavier, like a coconut milk with it, or like something like a sugar or condensed milk, you know, like a Vietnamese style coffee, because that would suit my Vata body much more than this. And also then I would take a medium roast and lesser acidic coffee instead of like a really dark roast and very high caffeine. So I started paying attention to these small things, and I have seen as a major lifestyle change, it has really worked for me. I would, before sleeping, I make sure that I've not, like 2-3 hours earlier than that, I've had my dinner. I pay attention to that very, 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 very carefully.
Those were really small but very useful tips for a long run. Amrita, which was the last place you traveled that gave you like a food hangover?
Oh, Bhutan. I don't think I can get over Bhutan. It's almost now going to be a year that I traveled to Bhutan, and I think the food there was just so fantastic. We ate at one of the monasteries. It was just like fabulous food. Yeah, like the Ema Dachi, the national dish, was like chilies with cheese. So everything is with cheese. So they have a local churpi cheese, and it was just beautiful food. A lot of fresh greens and vegetables. I also got a chance to cook one day at one of our homestay, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay, what will be those few ingredients in your kitchen that you cannot live without?
Oh, ghee. I don't think I can do without ghee. So a desi gai, A2 gai ka ghee is something that I will always have. Spices like ajwain, I don't think I can live without ajwain. I have a thing for it. Like namak ajwain paratha is my favoriteest thing to have at any given time. I can't live without salt. Well, of course, nobody can. Oh, dalia. I always have to have dalia at home. I do a lot of variations. Like, so I have jawar dalia, ragi dalia, bajra and jawar. Everything. All the grains, I have dalia of it. I really love soy, and like a better kikkaman soy or some other soy, because I just love the flavor of it, the nice fermentation to it. And I love Asian food overall. So I do use that a lot. I also have basil, like a plant with me, kadi patta plant with me. I don't think I can, like, I put kadi patta in every damn thing. Like, I love it so much. Yeah.
If you aren't eating at home, which would be your impromptu gumti for a, you know, just without thought meal?
If it's an Indian food, I would totally go to this place in Lokhandwala called Guru Dhaba, because it's a family run place. These guys are the, I think, only people, only restaurant where they're serving arbi and mooli ka saag, and, you know, like all those local bhaji basically. I love karele wahan pe. But everything is great. It's very home style. So I love that place the most. And if I have to eat Asian, I would totally go to the Blue in Khar. I really love it.
Absolutely makes sense. Amrita, to all your followers on Instagram or people who want to have their own foodstagram handles, what would be the top 5 pointers of Gyan?
Okay, on Instagram, what you need to focus is, first, do not be like crazy about it. It's okay. Sometimes just be easy on yourself. If the picture is not perfect and all of that, it's absolutely okay. Do try to have more lit up picture, more brightened. Don't take tube light pictures. Like, so earlier, because I realized I was only good at like daylight photography, so I only used to cook nice food to photograph it only in the daytime. I will not cook nicer things in the dinner. Or even if I was making, I would keep something for the next day to take picture, better picture of it. So one thing is, tube light pictures and all doesn't really work that well. So make sure that it's nice and daylight pictures. Color palette, always pay attention to something that's not too bright and not taking attention away. I am a props holder, crockery holder completely. Wherever I go, wherever I travel, I buy a lot of crockery. I would suggest, don't do that. Invest in pieces which can work for a lot of food. So nude shades and, you know, off-whites and whites and some blacks. So you've got, you know, basic things going, and then you can plate your food on it. Less is more always. So minimal, don't stuff up your plate too much for the pictures. This is, I'm talking in terms of food photography only. But otherwise on Instagram, just keep the interaction high. Also interact with other people, because then they'll interact back with you, and that's how algorithm works. Share consistently, which I don't do, but I should tell other people. Yeah, share consistently, especially if you want to grow. It's the only key to growing on Instagram. Don't get caught up in the number of likes nahi aaya ya follows itna nahi bada. Don't keep checking again and again, because it's just gonna stress you so much and gonna add up to the anxiety levels. Don't do that.
Thank you so much, Amrita, for giving us a happy food place on Instagram with your hashtag zucchini parathas to healthy dalias. We look forward for more of such simpler, wholesome food on Fancy Plates.
Thank you so much for having me over. Thank you, Gitanjali. Bye.
And thank you for listening, guys. We can catch up on my Instagram handle, Dakar123. And you can listen all my episodes on Apple Podcast, Audio Boom, Savan, Spotify, and now also on Hubhopper. And as always, would love your feedback. And if you like this episode, do not forget to share, like, comment, and rate. And even if we bump somewhere this week, I'm sure the Halloween scenes won't make us recognize each other, in fact, scare more. So let's stick to the Insta story updates and see you guys really, really soon with more foodies and their stories. Wishing you a burp full of Diwali.